Okay, it's many, many, many days later, and it's August. Think it's the 3rd of August. And yeah, fa-fa-fo. What is that? What's fa-fo? Well, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, "Fuck around and find out," right? And that's sometimes what you can do, you know, if people have a view of you in a certain way, you can fuck around and you can find out. Sometimes you might have to cross a line or something to get there, or, you know, but that's what it is. It's like fiddling with something and going, oh, that's how that works. You know, and that's how you can learn as well. Or you could also think of it's similar to, I don't know, you can embody like a, I don't know, maybe embody humility or embrace humility. For example, I don't know, in an argument or a disagreement or where different points of view are held, and let the person embrace humility, let the person win, so you see what they want to do, and then let them do more of what they want to do, so you see more of who they are. Like giving them enough rope to hang themselves as well, like because if they're going down the wrong thing or something like that. Anyway, you know, like somebody, I think a friend of mine who, I don't know, I question things, but yeah, a friend of mine, I don't know if it's a phrase, but basically people aren't stupid, you know, for the most part. I know a lot of people are stupid as well. I know anybody can, I can be, we can all be stupid. We can all, because we're not always hypervigilant, hyper-aware, or always enlightened. We don't always go around enlightened. Sometimes we're stuck in our biases, and we're just stuck in our daily duties and whatever else. And we can. There's always holes and things that we don't see, and ignorance and everything else. But who is the smartest man? Wasn't Socrates saying, like, all I know is that I know nothing. I don't know nothing. All I know is that I don't know nothing. All I know is that I don't know. Yeah, there's that too. That comes back to, you know, the seven principles of the Kybalion or something, the duality and all of that stuff. So I think all that is kind of true. I think if you want to look for truth, definitely those are the areas you need to go to. I think when you're closest to the truth, the more kind of not difficult. What's a paradoxical it gets, because the truth, the ultimate truth, is just so slippery, you know, like a fish trying to haul a fish. So I think that was in one of the things as well, you know. So it's like the earth or this reality or this realm is a prison that if you do get too close to the truth, all you're going to get is paradoxes. So you're never going to get there, but there is, I suppose, when you get that far, you know, you're kind of like at the edges of the game or something, at the edges of figuring something out. Although, how, you know, you think about all the things they have discovered in science, you know, that everything is energy, the atom, photons, down to the, what's it called? The table quantum table thing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And to discover all that, like, science is pretty amazing. Then you have CERN, and what are they finding out quantumly? And the quantum computers now, if they're working, I think I heard something like there was some problem it was working on that would have taken a standard computer 30 years, and it did it in seconds. Quantum computer. I'm not sure if they're always going to get the answer or something, or there's some issue with it. But I think we are at the limit of the Moore's Law thing with the nanometers in the chips. Obviously, I don't have a great understanding of it, but a basic kind of knowledge. Anyway, why did I start recording? Started recording. Just to sort of get things going. Finish an exercise. It's kind of a day off thing. I think we're going out somewhere. This is like our weekend. And so that's what I record when I get a chance, I suppose. Going out or something. I'm not sure what we're doing. All right, I'll be right.
Okay, it's a couple of days later. It's now August 8th. And I'm just getting a wee moment. My wife is back on nights, and so basically minding my daughter. I think all the other kids are off now as well. Because what happens is most of them, including we were supposed to, since March, organize a sort of a summer camp thing, but then that didn't happen. And yeah, but so we've just been, I've been busy entertaining, really. What else have I been looking at? The UFO news in the Congress. It's hilarious on TikTok. Everyone's just making a joke about it. Like, everyone's just saying the government's going, hi, there's aliens. And everyone's like, we don't care. Just give us, like, health care. Give us this, give us that. And they're like, yeah, we know, but like the aliens, hello. And they're like, yeah, okay, fine, that's cool and all, but like everything's fucked up and everything's expensive, so that's what we actually care about. Plus, nobody trusts it either. It's like, they're trying to make it as official as possible and make it look all official, and it's just like everyone's like, yeah, right. I wish they would have done that with COVID. I guess when something's out to get you, I don't know. What was the evidence of COVID? Like, I suppose people did lose lives and things. Thankfully, I had nothing. I didn't see anything personally with that. And I know there was all conspiracies going around and everything. I really didn't want to get the thing, but I did get the thing. Anyway, it does seem to be over, but however, I think it is going to come back. The reason I think it's going to come back, one of the reasons I think it's likely to come back, is because I think there was a book. And why do I keep thinking of Betty Shine? Is it Betty Shine? Was she one of the Golden Girls, or was she somebody else? Because the feeling. Wasn't that somebody else? Anyway, look, I think there was a psychic years ago. She's probably dead now. But I read a book, I think I was in my early or my late teens or my early 20s, that somebody gave to me. And that was the part that stood out to me. This is long before COVID. But the part that stood out to me in the whole book, like, she was a psychic that predicted things or whatever. And nothing really stood out to me, but this fact that this big flu pandemic was coming later in the 2020 something, whatever. And not only that, but it would disappear kind of without a trace, but then it would come back 10 years later. And again, will disappear without a trace again. So that's why I think it's going to come back. because that really stood out to me at the time, and it happened. So, you know. Anyway, another thing, I have some notes here, but the thing is, with writing notes, I write it down as if I'm going to remember the whole thought, and then I don't remember the whole thought. They're just sort of like little bullet points. But I have written down alexithymia, which is difficulty knowing what your feelings are. And I think I have that, and it takes me a long time to sort of process things feeling-wise, and that, you know, I can reflect on it, and it takes you a while, and it's very subtle, and it's very, very not obvious. It takes a lot of talking through different things before I might hit on something. Like, one of the things, I always kind of hated malls and stuff, even though I had it, my first jobs was in a mall, being like an escalator, elevator guy, because nobody knew what malls were back then. We had one of the first malls, or shopping center, whatever, and, you know, I hated it. I think I didn't even know that I hated it. I just thought everybody felt like that, you know. But over the years, I came to really not like the malls, and I wouldn't spend long in them. And one day, I happened to buy a set of Bose headphones in the mall. And I stuck them on while walking through the mall. And I was like, oh, it's not that I hate malls or the people, lots of people around, or whatever the feeling was. I thought maybe I was, you know, one of the things I was thinking, I might be slightly claustrophobic or something. But once that was on, I couldn't hear anything. All the echoes and the sound bouncing off of her. I was like, I feel fine. This is like no stress at all. So I was like, oh, it's the sound, you know. And this is before, I think, I don't know, it was before, I think it was before, no, it might have been after the whole Asperger diagnosis thing, which would make total sense. You know, because, you know, one of the things is sensitivity to sound. That's another thing that I was talking to ChatGPT about. I was like, okay, give it to me like a pear cider that's made of 100% pear. Okay. If you don't know, that's a quote from, I was going to say Stephen Fry, not Stephen Fry, Stuart Lee. If you don't know Stuart Lee, he's a bit of an acquired taste. Comedy taste, but yeah, I would recommend some of his YouTube videos, the longer ones, perhaps. I have quoted him before on some of my shows. Anyway, so he's been gone a long time. I remember seeing him when I was young. Sorry, I'll get back in a minute to whatever hell it was talking about, but I remember seeing him when I was really young, I think. And I was watching him on the telly, like BBC, like that. That was a big thing in the 80s or 90s, whatever it was, and I was like, he was only 3 years older than me, and I think I was only, 15 or something. I was like, wow, he's only like 2 or 3 years older than me, and he's there on TV doing that, like these big monologues. I was like, that's amazing. How the hell did he do that, you know? And so good at it too, even at that age. And he's never really stopped, although he's definitely feeling the age, I can tell. I know, because I know I am too. But anyway, and what was I talking about now? The sound and stuff, right? Oh yeah, I was asking ChatGPT about, okay, I was like, okay, list every autistic trait so I can see every single one of them. He's like, that's not really possible, you know, it's like, it's a trait, it's mixed between, it's different things, blah, blah, blah. Just give me all these excuses. Okay, I was like, okay, look, can you give me, is it more than 1,000? Can you give me 1,000 of them? He's like, no, I can't really do that. I was like, okay, can you give me 100? He's like, I can't really, you know, it sounds like a joke, but honestly, this is what happened. I said, okay, ChatGPT, can you give me 10 autistic traits? Okay, no problem. Seconds, bursts them out. Okay, great. Okay, can you give me 10 more? Yeah, no problem. Here you go. Okay, can you give me like 20 more? Yeah, no problem. Here you go. Spits them out. Okay, can you give me like 30 more? Yeah, no problem. All right, can you give me like 50 more? Yeah, sure. Okay. Now, some of them started sounding very similar, right? So it's like, you know, oh, I don't know, like, can be very interested in train sets or something, right? You know, silly things, whatever. But anyway, nonetheless, down as traits. And so it's like, I started like clocking, well, then there's only so much, because those, a lot of those traits are very similar. Plus, the traits they're spitting out, say the last 60 or something that I spat out, I was like, okay. I said, a lot of those traits, which is true, I said, a lot of them traits can be attributed to any normal person. So why are they different? Why is it, you know, under the umbrella of autism? You know, say, for example, if someone is introverted or something, and, you know, they don't really socialize well because they're just introverted, you know. So what's the difference then, you know? I'm trying to get into it with ChatGPT a bit. And it said, yeah, like, it's true that a lot of things can be similar, but the difference is, you know, first of all, the key traits would be attached to those traits, and also that that it would interfere with their lives somehow. Like, it would be so, it would interfere with their life. Like, in other words, like, the other traits wouldn't, like, if it was a normal person, it wouldn't, like, be a problem in their lives, you know. So I guess I understand that a little bit. Like, if this is the way I understand it. So if you're a normal person and you are interested in a topic and you bring it up maybe once or twice, and what may happen is the other person might signal that they're not interested in that topic, and you may just let it go, and then that kind of thing. Whereas with someone autistic, I guess they just get more obsessed. Maybe they don't realize the other person is telling them, I don't want to talk about it, and they just keep going back to the same topic. And therefore, the person gets less interested in them, doesn't really want to talk with them much anymore, and isn't able to maintain proper relationships the way a normal person would, and stuff like that. That's scraping the barrel a little bit, but there's a lot, it can go a lot deeper than that, I suppose, but yeah, that's kind of where it was going with the understanding of it. Because I was like, you know, a lot of it can be seen to be attributed to like just introversion, but apparently a lot of them, so I'm told, can be extremely extroverted autistics. So I don't know if I agree with that, but I guess, who am I to say? Like, I just don't. I guess that could be true. But I wonder then, if they are they just masking that? Or are they just masking it to control the situation? Because if the social thing is one of the key elements, then they're probably not extroverted, really. Because the masking thing, like, I'm trying to read one of the books at the moment, Devin Price, Unmasking Autism, and it's very slow to begin with. I haven't got back to it in about, I don't know, nearly 2 weeks now. I think the middle of it is good. If I can get back to bloody reading, I can let you know more what that says, but a lot of people going on about that. But yeah, alexithymia, I think, is a thing, you know, just not being able to be good with your emotions or recognizing them or what they are and that kind of stuff. And yeah, as I said, a lot of things are not obvious, and just, you know, searching all the time and trying to find out, like, what are your things? What are your triggers? What is the thing that's actually upsetting you? You know, do you not like moths? Why do you not like moths? Well, I'm not sure. I think it's this, I think it's that. Well, let's try and do an exclusion thing. What's that Sherlock Holmes thing? Method of, you know, removing stuff, whatever. Yeah, and the UFO in Congress. What the hell, you know? Yeah, I don't know. They're still bringing it back, though. They're still harping on about it. Another thing, I was able to manage to watch some TV. This doesn't often happen, but I did the other day. And I managed to watch Undone on Netflix. The first season. I don't think the second season will be any good. I don't think I'll bother with it. But yeah, the guy, what's his name? Better Call Saul. And it's done like a the cartoony one with Alex Jones. You know that one? I forget the name of it. It's done like that style. And yeah, one of the things, which is I think is a saying anyway, is that hurt people. You know? Yeah, I've heard it before, but I heard it in that, and I was like, yeah, that's a good one, all right. That's what we need to stop. People that are hurting other people. We need to catch people that are hurting and heal them. So we don't go around hurting other people. There was another thing the other day. What was it? The Williams disease or Williams diagnosis or whatever. There was a girl who had, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, the Williams thing. And it means, I don't know if it's a side effect of it, that you're just happy all the time and really in communication with other people. And you want to hug people all the time. It sounds like being on MDMA or E or something. It just sounds like, it's just like my comment. I put the comment down, but everyone was going, oh, she's so nice. And it was a lovely conversation, all this. You probably find that on YouTube or something. And my comment was, my God, or something. I hope the whole world catches this disease. Now, there might be other bad side effects and stuff. There probably could be. But wouldn't that be a great world that we're all just going around happy and loving each other? That'd be fantastic. I hope everyone just catches that disease, Williams disease. Brilliant. Yeah, the other one on TikTok was Fee Laurensen, Fiela Laurensen. I think she might be from Denmark, so she might be, I was going to say Dutch. That's not Dutch. That's Danish, right? And but she sort of grew up in Hollywood, and I guess in the maybe 80s, 90s, probably 90s, 2000s, maybe. But I think she's back home now in Denmark, and maybe has kids and stuff. And she is just exposing about her time in Hollywood. She's not naming names, but she was basically a socialite, and I think possibly a prostitute as well. And she's a lot of stars and everything else, and she's just kind of telling the stories about what went on and all the different things that went on, all the parties, all them secret societies, everything. She's telling pretty much all about it, and but being careful doing it. Fee Laurensen. And that's another thing about naming names now and everything else. I think, I don't know about any other country, but in Ireland they are talking about bringing in, and this could be a huge issue for, like sometimes I kind of agree with it in some ways, but not completely, because, well, it's a law on hate speech. So, but then anything. You don't know what it's not clear what hate speech is, so they can just shut you down for anything. It's just a reason to shut you down for anything then. You know, basically Nazi or whatever you want to call it. Pure propaganda or whatever it could be. It could be anything. Now, if it's used fairly and that'd be fine, but I can't see that ever happening. You know, the power would abuse that, you know. You know, absolutely, absolute power corrupts or whatever. That's not the right phrase for that, but I think you know what I'm saying. It's like that law would be abused. You know, maybe not immediately, but probably, well, in saying that, probably immediately. I don't know. So hate speech laws, if you look into that. But it did get me thinking. I think I did have a name, say a name on one of my podcasts a while ago. And the only reason I did is one of my exes. And the only reason I did was because I was struggling so hard to say the name that I psychologically, I wanted to overpower that struggle and say it anyway. It had nothing to do with retribution or calling anyone a name or anything like that. But it did make me think of that. And I'm like, geez, I should go back and delete that. In hindsight, I probably actually shouldn't have said that, you know, to be liable for putting some other people's names and stuff. So if I can find which one that was, I'll probably ask Frank to delete it or something. And then the other thing then is you have to think every time you're expressing yourself, like, what can you say? If you're going to say something about, I don't know, whatever, especially I suppose if it's going to be about race or LGBTQ plus or anything, it might be good for me, for autism, if people, because I have experienced people calling me weird and, I don't know, I think there was one comment I got one time, he's Downs, I don't know if it was Down syndrome or something, or was it disabled, and something like that. It's like, he's disabled and gay, or something. One of these ridiculous comments. But they do hurt, like, you know, we're not sticks and stones and all that, I suppose, but I can see reason in some of it, but it just goes crazy. It goes to a crazy extent, I think, the extremes of it. Like, definitely people that just go around bullying and all that. If you could just, yeah, I've seen cases now of people finding who these people are, which I love that. You know, there's these people on the internet and they're just going around, trolling people, bullying them. And then some hacker just finds out, you don't even really need to be a hacker. Once you get on their Facebook and find out where they live and stuff, and then you just call them out. yeah, that's good. If you could just do that, just to make that part of the law, find out who they are, and they know who they are anyway, so, you know, and then just name and shame, basically. But then what's the thing about people being framed and stuff like that? Like, I talked about, I think I mentioned John Todd or whatever, and he was out there all against the Illuminati and all that, and then they were saying, oh, well, then he got like 30 years because they're saying, oh, well, he raped someone and all that. But it was not just because he was talking about the Illuminati and that they just pit and framed him for something. You know, that could be totally possible. You know, we have to think about these possibilities. But I don't know who else knew John Todd or whatever. I don't know much about him, but that's what I thought of when I saw it. Who else? Alex Jones? He seems to be still just going. They seem to be leaving him alone. No, well, they did take him off Twitter and Facebook and deplatforming. Wasn't that a thing back then? Did he ever get replatformed? Did Elon Musk reinstate him? No. He did give Trump back then. That's the other thing about Trump now. They're saying, yes, he did do certain things and all this, but ultimately he's probably part of the whole cabal in the end. Anyway, who's going to get it next? Probably Kanye West. Kanye West, your next president. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, another thing I have written down here. Yeah, it's hard to just express yourself online, social media, or doing this kind of thing or whatever. Because, you know, people will just shit on you anyway for anything, you know, because they just think everything's a random opinion, but you might be expressing the depths of your soul. And then someone will just come across it as a random opinion and just shit on it. And, you know, they'll crush you. And you'll kind of go, well, it took me a long time to think about that, come up with it, say it, took a lot of courage to say it. And then someone just comes along and goes, you know, and then that kind of stops you from wanting to express yourself. And but that's what we need, is people expressing themselves and that. So, yeah. Another thought I had written down somewhere was, I don't even know if I wrote it down, but we don't know, and I don't know, the whole story of anything. You know, I don't know the full story of anything. So I'm not going to just judge and stop somewhere and judge something, you know, just because I know a few things. know, I don't know the whole story. I don't have full understanding of anything. Even if I have a pretty good understanding of, I don't know, physics, I still don't have a full, like, well, physics seems to be, that was probably a bad choice. But you get my point. Because we pretty much think we've everything figured out in the physics sense, don't we? Newtonian sense. Anyway. So, yeah, the other thing was, I must get the name of that girl that's doing all the work. She, about the BS4 stuff in the brain, the BS4, the BS3, the glutamate, and the GABA, and all of this work she's doing on the autism in the brain, and she's liking it to Parkinson's and dementia. It's a similar type of thing, and she reckons that's where it should be kind of under the umbrella of. She's doing great research and she's getting some interest. Her son had real nonverbal autism, but whatever, because she worked so hard and trying to find out exactly what the processes are in the mind, she got him on the right diet and the right this thing and that thing, and you know, almost totally, well, not totally took him out of his autism, but got him going and speaking and stuff, you know. That's what her motivation was, because of her son. And she's just done some great research. Look, just by basically connecting the dots between research that's already out there and that has been peer-reviewed and stuff, and she's just connecting them together, you know. Anyways, whether the psych community will accept it or not, I don't know. And, oh, she put it in the new, I don't know if it's a GPT-4 thing, but it's a, I thought I wrote it down somewhere. It's a new, I thought I wrote it down here somewhere. If I could get the name of it. It's not GPT-4, but it's something where you can, it's an AI where you can upload files. And she uploaded a diagram or file, or, and I think about her whole thesis or whatever. Because she's not qualified, but anyways, she uploaded this AI, and the AI basically spat out that it's perfect. Every single thing that she said is all, there's nothing wrong with any of it. It all makes sense. She's trying to get people PhD to kind of get it. I'll try and get her name later if I can. I think the last thing that I'll talk about for the moment, that I suppose a lot of people have heard already, but I just have it written down, is the that audio kind of, is it called, I don't know what it's called, audio hallucination or something, but I'm sure you've heard it, Green Needle and Brainstorm, and it's kind of a joke now or whatever. I don't know, people are making a joke, I don't know what the joke is, but that was it was a bit like the dress at the time. Nobody knew if it was gold and green or white and brown or something. But yeah, Green Needle, Brainstorm, and anything you think, that's the sound it makes. Green Needle, Brainstorm. Yeah, you can, if you don't know it, just go on YouTube or something, you'll find it. I think that's kind of it for now. And yeah, I will be back, I guess, with more, I don't know, waffle. You're a waffler. You've always been a waffler. Quoting one of our politicians, which I might actually see quite soon, at the end of the week, if he's down in the same place we're visiting. My wife's off for a few days. We're going to try and get out before she's back at school. But we have got something planned for during the year, and we'll record when that is happening as well. But anyway, yeah. For now, what is FAFO? FAFO. Find, fuck around and find out. Yeah. Okay, be right back. All right, I don't know where I was. Excuse the wind if there is so much. Just trying to get a few minutes out of here while I can. A few minutes out of the day while I think about it, because I had a few things written down. I'm trying to remember what the hell I was saying before, because it's a good few days later. I know I was saying fuck around and find out and all that kind of stuff. The BS4, when I was talking about that, the girl on TikTok, I got her name here. It's Kimberly 102347. And so if you want to look that up, she has been looking into all of the how it integrates all together with the kind of ADHD, ASD, all to do with GABA and neurons and how they all interact and all. It's very interesting, and it's, you know, it's good research I think she's doing. So that's Kimberly 102347. And yeah, it's interesting because one of the things as well, I think I was talking about, you know, autism spectrum disorder and all that. So one of the things as well is like, that can be misinterpreted a lot of the times is tone. So like a person, I mean, probably regular people do this as well, but maybe it's more common that we're using the wrong tone. Like if we're trying to be serious, but we're thinking of the words, say for example, the words to say, rather than concentrating on the tone, you know, concentrating on different parts of the masking basically, then the tone can come off as either playful or something, you know, not the right tone. So a neurotypical person doesn't attach the seriousness to it, yet it was a serious thing or something like that, you know. And I think one of the other things I was trying to search in my own brain here, I have three or four thoughts gone, but one of the things I think that I was saying about stuff that's being misunderstood as well, like saying particular things, for example, in the explaining stuff about understanding, for example, the you know, clubs or cults or societies and stuff, like when I'm saying about that stuff, I'm not saying that they're crap or they're not good or anything. I'm trying to like look at it as unbiasedly as possible. And you know, like what somebody said to me the other week was like, oh, maybe I'm one of those, you know. And I was like, it's fine if you are. That's not the point. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. My point is that I'm, you know, if your trust is broken, for example, or if you feel betrayal, for example, that is the part that hurts, whether it's friends or whatever, right? And that's my point on it. So, for example, the titles and stuff like that, they're not, like, I can imagine a response being sort of, oh, a bastard saying that kind of stuff, but that's not the intention. The intention is to let you know what I know and the depth of my knowledge. And, you know, it's not to evoke reaction. Similarly with what I was saying about mentioning someone's name before, it was not intended to provoke, but rather to, in that instance, overcome my own psychological barrier with it, was what the point was for me saying it, you know. Things being misunderstood, and I know I started with tone and the other two aren't necessarily tone, but you know, communication being mixed up is more common, I would say, between neurodivergent and neurotypical or holistic and autistic or whatever way you want to put it, right? Another thing, I don't know if anybody, no, I didn't hear anybody else talking about it, but it was huge on TikTok. You know, the woman on the plane, I don't know if anybody heard about this. you know, coming out and going, that motherfucker is not real. You know, and someone did a painting of it and everything. I'd love to get a print of the painting. But it was very viral. Another theory was like something on her neck is not a necklace. She was just wearing a mask and all this stuff. But that got really viral. You don't know what I'm talking about. It was only recently, but a woman on getting off a plane thinking that one passenger wasn't real and he was like a reptilian or something. And it went really viral. It was really kind of became meme-ish almost. Anyway, another thing I have that I wanted to mention was survivorship bias. So I'll talk about that in a minute. I'll have to Google it because I forget exactly what it is. So while I'm Googling that, I'm going to talk about, I think I mentioned it before, DOAC podcast, Diary of a CEO. And I mentioned him before, I think, in the context of he was interviewing Jimmy Carr about his, like, we went on about depression and everything else, which you'd be surprised with Jimmy Carr because his jokes are very extreme or whatever. And so it was surprising for him to be open about his anxiety. That's what I was talking about. But he has his podcast, just his other guests and stuff. One of the last ones, he was talking about this guy with about longevity, and he's like, he's in his 50s, and I think his biological age, like his chronological age, is 50 something, but his biomarkers are like nearly 20, because he has this routine of like all these 120 meds he takes a day, and you know, almost reverse aging and all this kind of stuff. And really interesting stuff. If you want to check out DOAC podcast, and he's got a couple of other good guests I'm checking out there. So as a recommendation, here is, sorry if there's wind blustering through there. Survivorship bias, here it is the logical error of concentrating on entities that passed a selection process while overlooking those that did not. This can lead to incorrect conclusions because of incomplete data. So there's a hypothetical pattern of a surviving aircraft showing locations where they can sustain damage and still return home. If the aircraft was reinforced in the most commonly hit areas, this would be a result of survivorship bias because crucial data from fatally damaged planes was being ignored. Those hit in other places did not survive. Survivorship bias is a form of selection bias that can lead to overly optimistic beliefs because multiple failures are overlooked, such as when companies that no longer exist are excluded from analysis of financial performance. It can also lead to the false belief that the successes in a group have some special property rather than just coincidence, as in correlation proves causality. Another kind of survivorship bias would involve thinking that an incident was not all that dangerous because the only people who were involved in the incident who can speak about it are those who survived it. Even if one knew that some people are dead, they would not have their voice to add to the conversation, leading to bias in the conversation. So I think basically the planes that survived, that come back from the war with the bullet holes in it, and they're trying to, if they fill in where they're mostly hit with the bullet holes, basically where they're hit with the bullet holes and they returned home means that's probably the best place to be hit with the bullet holes. So you want to be reinforcing more where the bullet holes didn't go to reinforce more survivorship, not where the bullet holes did go, because bullet holes went there, you still survived. That's the idea, kind of, if you get, I think, is my explanation a bit, sounded a bit easier to me. There's other stuff I have here, like non-Euclidean. I got to kind of check that out. One of the things I talked about before about bottom-up and top-down, apparently I'm getting, like, because I thought top-down and bottom-up meant completely different, opposite things. So my understanding of it, I'm getting sort of Mandela effect vibes from this, because I thought they meant completely different things, but apparently they mean the opposite. So bottom up thinking actually means like having pieces of things and being able to put them together rather than step by step starting from the bottom, which is what I thought it meant. And then anyway, I thought top down meant the other way. Interesting. I don't know how that happened, how they became the opposite meanings. The other thing I have down is, because Frank mentioned this, unless, in capitals, UNLESS, and unless. So if you're, you know, peace, you know, these clubs or whatever it is, people, you know, leave you alone unless you're stepping on their toes. And it can be very awkward, because if speaking about what you know, being open and honest about what you know, is regarded as stepping on somebody's toes, you know, I mean, fair enough, there might be a bit of calling out going on, but the calling out is only there because they've done something. It's not, you know, that's why you might feel threatened by it, because it's them that have done something. So calling out what you know, or saying what you know, is not stepping on toes, it's just saying what you know. I'm not intentionally going out there going, hey, you did this, and they, you know, like either trying to expose or definitely not trying to expose or investigate or anything, you know. So that's unless. It's also in the not Horton, here's who, the other one, the Lorax. It's in the Lorax, a big unless when he goes outside the city and tries to plant the tree outside the city. And it's not the Lorax, I think that's the Lorax. You know, everybody needs a need. I know them all. Anyway, so survivorship bias and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, I have theurgy written down, and Greco and Byzantine. I'll have to look at all these again a little bit later. Another thing I heard, and I don't know if it's true, is this Kat Von D, right, has like turned a leaf and said like, everything she believed in was wrong, and she's trying to turn a leaf and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes people just say these things because that's like, oh, the people wanted to hear this, and so that's what she's just going to say, that thing. But anyway, I heard, you know, she's throwing out books about witchcraft and turning her, well, I don't know if she's going to be religious or anything, but basically she said she was kind of leading the wrong direction, the wrong life, and realized it or something like that. And I thought that was interesting because of other things I know they're sort of attached to, but anyway, that I'm aware of it for some other reasons. But anyway, okay, so there, thought that was interesting. Whether it's true, I don't know. So yeah, the other thing was just deworming. Like apparently everybody has like parasites, 80% of people have parasites. And I did get like wormwood and black walnut extract, whatever it's called. And I don't know if it's working or not. I take it every now and again and seen, but probably not on the right diet, definitely not at the moment. Anyway, I'm just like, whatever just gets me through at the moment, whatever just gets me through the day these days is just, it's just all a big fucking blur at the moment. So time blindness and all that, as I talked about before. And yeah, I don't know. And you know, the other thing I wanted to fit in as well, it probably won't make sense, but you know, reading my old college essay, you know, knowing that I only put one bibliography in it or whatever, because I knew somebody was going to read it at some stage, right? Again, more sort of psychic things that I did or put in place because I knew things were going to happen, or things I knew before I even knew what they meant or whatever. There's all this kind of stuff tied in with it, and I'd like things to resolve. To have things resolved is a nice feeling, but if they don't, you know, it's just, you know, it's like, It's like listening to a song. What you want to put in a song, for the most part, is a resolve, because people just like that. I like a chord to go back to bass or whatever it is, because it feels good, it makes sense. And I'd like things to make sense. It would be nice. Anyway, the last thing I have written down here is a TikTok. It's a morning. It's about the morning star and Jesus and Lucifer and how they intertwine. If I have to go get the quotes of it here, hold on. Okay, so the first one is, God referred to Lucifer as, "O star of the morning, son of the morning dawn, the morning star," in other translations. That was in Isaiah 14. Sorry, I don't know. Is this thing stopping while I'm recording? So the first one is, God referred to Lucifer as, "O star of the morning, son of the dawn." The morning star, in other words, in other translations. That's Isaiah 14:12. And then, but God also said, "The righteous who overcome, I will give him the morning star." And that's in Revelation 2:28. Then here, there's Peter said while teaching about Jesus Christ, "Until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts." And that's 2 Peter 1:19. And then Jesus referred to himself as the bright morning star in Revelation 22:16. So the question is, could there be a connection between Jesus and Lucifer, which is, I think, what you learn when you get to the top ranks of some of these things. So you kind of have to be, well, I think they prefer somebody to be a believer in one of them so they can show them, ah, look, it's the same. Okay, so yeah, that's, I just wanted to update there while I had a few minutes and read what I had written down there so I can do it. I think I got that done. So I'll be right back and then I'll wrap everything up later on. Okay, be right back. Yeah, so the other thing, I'll just say quickly, that's the other thing about this tone as well, this particular tone right now, it's just like skimming past stuff that's actually, I'd rather convey is important, but I have to sort of low-key do it because it's kind of in the middle of my day and I'm only getting like minutes. So, you know, yeah, the other thing is just like, when the reason for saying things as well is actually because, like, if you know something, if you find out something, if you don't say anything and you just let things go on, it means you don't really care about the relationship much. So bringing something up and addressing it means you actually care about the relationship, right? And you want to sort of resolve something. If the other person is not willing to resolve it or fobs you off or whatever, to them or to the other side, it means that you don't care or that you never cared. You know, more than likely, if it's a quick decision, like, it just shows you how used to that other person is of making that type of decision, that they don't care. I was like, obviously then they probably never cared. So it means that then you have to take note of that. And then the only thing you can do in return is try also not to care then. Because if you're going to go ahead and pretend to care when you know someone else then doesn't care, that totally defeats the meaning of what a relationship is. So there's no point in doing that option. So you just have to get on with trying not to care yourself. That's the only thing. And the other thing I was just going to say about all these other things and all that, if they're already clandestine and all that kind of stuff, it's good recruitment for those other things. Like, they're already practicing things, clandestine things. So they're good for those, spy things or whatever, that goes on as well. Anyway, there is another podcast I can recommend, which is called Talima Now. And they have a lot of very intelligent people, PhDs, people with chemistry degrees, everything. So these clubs and all that, they're not necessarily just filled with people who haven't got a clue or are looking for something to get into. There's a lot of intelligent people, including priests. And I may be opening the cat out of the bag there for a little bit, but there you go. And the other thing I wanted to say was about the zebra or the horse. If you're going around pretending that you're a horse all the time, when you've found out that you're a zebra, you know, then you're just going to feel like a failed horse all the time. So you want to start acting like a zebra, you know. You want to say, well, look, I'm fucking zebra. I know I look like a horse a little bit, but you know, I'm actually a zebra. So I better start, being closer to my own nature or whatever. And that can mean different things to different people as well, being closer to their own nature. Now, that can mean, you know, as I was talking about earlier, embracing things or whatever. But whatever you want to mean by that, and whatever someone else means by it, there may be different things, different meanings. So, I'd also be careful with that, you know. Of course, you have that quote, you get more with honey than vinegar, you know, but that is also manipulation because you're still just trying to get whatever. But what I'm saying is honey's better than vinegar because you just want things to be sweet, you know, just have it sweet. Not for a tactic, not for manipulation, not for some reason, you know. Anyway, with this thing, it may never conclude because I think the reason people can't, like that, maybe can't share things is because it could be all about just sucking the energy out of other people, like a sort of vampirism, you know, even foot tracing or whatever magic too that's called, you know, hoodoo, voodoo, all that stuff. But so, you know, one person just want to resolve it, and if it doesn't resolve, you know, that's it. Fubar, by the way, is not the not Sylvester Stallone. Schwarzenegger. And Schwarzenegger, by the way, I don't think I could ever show you, prove it now, but when I had an old Twitter, he did follow me back, and I kind of know the reason for it. Again, probably linked to intelligence and stuff, but this is a long time ago. He followed me back. I was never a Twitter person, so I think I deleted that. I've had about like 5 different Twitters since or something just to make a comment on something. But, you know, I liked his latest stuff. His latest stuff was very good. And, you know, I liked Schwarzenegger stuff. Yeah, I think Fubar was one of the latest ones or whatever. So, there you go. Okie dokie, it's a couple of days later again. I'm trying to remember whatever the hell I was talking about. One of the things I've written down as well is the LK99 superconductor. Apparently, I think if you look it up, there is a new sort of like, not anti-gravity, but, you know, like the maglev, magnetic levitation stuff, that they found a superconductor that can now work in, you know, normal, sort of within a normal temperature range. It doesn't have to be super cooled or something. So I don't know a hell of a lot about it, but apparently it can change the world because we can have levitating cars and stuff. LK99. Apparently this is the new there's a new technology out now that has the superconductor at temperature, kind of normal temperature range. So I don't know if it's bullshit or if there's anything more than that. I'm not too sure, but it's certainly worth maybe looking into a little bit later on. I might look into it a bit more myself. There's also another thing that I heard about that is also sort of an extraordinary claim, and it is about a car that's coming out in October that is meant to have sort of perpetual energy, like 0-point energy. Never needs to be charged, we'll just keep going, something like that. So this will be the announcement of new energy that will change the whole world, apparently. Absolutely an extraordinary claim, I know, but the website, in any case, is ecatthenewfire.com. And then go into the news article on that. So ECATTHE newfire, newfire.com. ECATTHenewfire. And I looked at the news, and apparently that's what it is. It sounds unbelievable. Probably is. Unbelievable. Probably isn't. And it's meant to be happening in October. So Like, I highly doubt it, but there you go. It's just something I saw on a TikTok. And, of course, the guy saying it seems to believe it 100%, but I kind of doubt it 99.9%. So it would be interesting to see. Certainly be more than interesting to see, because apparently 80% of the price of things is energy. So if that happened, if the world changed into zero-point energy, we would be... things would become so cheap, it would be fantastic. So I hope it's true. There you go. So there you go. Another thing I was looking at, egregore. An egregore is, it's like a spirit that you manifest yourself almost, or a demon or something like that. It's something that you can manifest. It becomes an egregore. I think it can also be from a sigil or something like that. Things can become an egregore. So that word egregore, if you could like look that up in that. Another thing is the zebra horse thing. I don't know if I said this already. Like, so regarding, say, autism, stuff like that. And if you start to realize, you know, you're better off realizing and figuring out how you're a zebra rather than a horse, you're better off, because instead of going around feeling like a failed horse all the time, then you can find out how you're a zebra, why you're a zebra, what zebras do. And, you know, okay, you look a little bit like a horse. I think I said this already, did I? But anyway, I just thought that was, somebody mentioned it on, I think, a TikTok again. And I was like, that's a good way to look at it. And, yeah. So, what else have I got written down? Since I have a few minutes here, I just had a quick drink as well. Saying, I don't care about. Did I mention... That's Sylvester Stallone, Schwarzenegger. I think I said Fubar. No, it's actually called Arnold. Arnold was the one I was looking at. But Arnold Schwarzenegger on Netflix. It's just called Arnold. And it's about all his history growing up and all. And it's very good. I do recommend it. I think I also mentioned the bottom-up, top-down thing. And I thought I got it mixed up, but apparently I didn't get it mixed up. Apparently the bottom-up means exactly what I thought it meant. The top down, I don't know. I'm still confused over that, actually. Top down thinking, bottom up thinking. Anyway. So I write these things down and then I forget what the hell I was supposed to say. And there was one I missed last time as well. You know, I think, yeah, just getting things done. Sometimes with these things, you know, whether you're in whatever club or whatever, it just doesn't matter, even if it's done through ritual magic or any work. I think sometimes at the end of the day, especially if it's a recruiting field for you know, intelligence communities and stuff, then it doesn't matter what you get done, or it doesn't matter how you got something done, as long as it's done, you know? Sometimes they just want to get things done. It doesn't matter. So a lot of the time you can bypass all the spiritual magic, subtle stuff, and just get to, you know, some brute force stuff, some spy stuff, just to get things done as well. I think that's sort of within the same realms, depending in what areas you are with these kind of things. But yeah, it would be a good recruiting field if you're already sort of clandestine or whatever. I think that's it. I thought I had a lot more than that. You know, they say, did I say that you get more, they say you get more with honey than with vinegar, but you're better off just being honey, better off just being sweet. I think I said that. And, you know, I don't know. Pavarotti sings again. Okay, I will be right back.